This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Welcome to Easter 2020. I'm Mark, that's the Laughing Buddha, and I'm joined by my co-host, Barbara Walters. George in Atlanta.
I see what you did there. 2020. How are you, Mark?
I am well, although a little despondent today because waking up on my Easter Sunday morning to snow, and we have a winter storm watch and warning where we're going to get about 3 to 7 inches, and that's not the 3 to 7 inches I really want right now.
God. It's Easter, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we'd like to cut a break here. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Well, we've got storms on the way, too, and I think it's going to be ugly. Mark, keeping with today's theme, 2020, today, kids, we're going to talk with the host of the longest-running podcast, Big Fatty Online, with 3,177 episodes under his hat. We will ask the questions, why do you do it? When will you stop? And who hurt you as a child? Mark, please introduce our guest.
George, today's guest joins us from downtown South Kakalaki, Charleston, and may have been overserved last night at the Villa. Please welcome Mr. Big Fatty.
It was a self-overserving, thank you.
Oh, is that like self-abuse?
No, there was absolutely no abuse. I slept like a baby. In fact, I had to wash the sheets this morning. So anyway.
Tonight's a sheet night, clean sheet night.
Oh, I love clean sheet night. And it's supposed to be raining here tonight. Oh.
Yeah, you're going to get the same system we are, right? It's going to be a hot mess. There's chances of tornadoes and things.
Yeah. Well, yes, thank you. Well, you know, there's always a chance of strong winds here in the Villa, so anyway.
Well, yes, yeah. Hurricane strength.
Hi, boys. By the way, I'm so delighted to be on the south and north of things, you know, the SNOT acronym, right?
We are not changing the name of this program to SNOT. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a good idea either.
Oh, well, okay.
Our marketing and communications director has nixed that idea.
You know, well, he's no longer he's working at home now, so that's, you know.
His judgment can't be trusted.
By the way, it was lovely to see both of you last night at the Pride 48 cocktail hour, which turned into the Pride 48 cocktail forever. I left after 4 hours, and it was still fun, so.
I bailed after 2. It was a great time, but I actually was rather tired, so.
Well, I kind of know it's got to be exhausting being at home. It's, let me just offer my opinion on all this. This is very much like retirement. So if you don't like what you're doing right now, don't ever retire. Okay, I don't want to hear anyone bitching about, oh, I can't wait till I retire. And because except that you're still getting up and doing something. Retirement is when you don't get up and do anything. So, anyway, it's lovely. Just lovely.
That's a really good parallel, actually. I mean, minus the whole not being able to go out part.
Well, right. I mean, really, the only thing that's different for me is I don't get to go out on Saturday night with the crew, and I don't get to have lunch with friends. Other than that, you know, a quick trip here or there, everything's pretty much the same. So happy retirement.
And happy Easter.
Thank you.
Yes, happy Easter.
Yes. You know, so, I was thinking. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
I was going to ask you about, why don't you tell us some of the Easter traditions that you had growing up and throughout your life? I think that would be kind of interesting to find out.
Well, how lovely that you would ask that, because that's what I was just getting ready to tell you. My mother would create what was called the Easter nest. And, you know, it was that green grass stuff, which, by the way, used to be paper. It wasn't that plastic stuff. It used to be like, it's kind of like the stuff that comes in the Hickory Farms boxes. It's that kind of colored paper stuff.
You sure it wasn't just pure old asbestos?
Huh? Well, it probably was, but... anyway, but she would make a nest, and we had sort of a paper mache rabbit in the middle of it, and then had jelly beans, and she liked Peeps. Every time I see Peeps, I think of my mother, but I hated Peeps because they'd always dry out and be hard as a rock and just, but, anyway, you know, and I lived in a time, before the standard label that you see on Easter baskets now that says visible contents only. And because, you know, our baskets were full of shit. I mean, can I say shit on here? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. But the Easter bunny would come and we would find the eggs and all that kind of stuff. And I used to have Easter egg hunts for friends in the neighborhood. You know, I was a influencer back then. And so, I go way back. You know.
You've been influencing for quite a while now.
I was influencing last night on the Pride 48. It was bad influencing, but anyway, go ahead.
What about your traditions as you got older?
Well, and we always, you know, you had to go to the Baptist church on Easter Sunday morning. So we always had a new little Easter outfits. Mm-hmm. And they used to come with bow ties and all this kind of stuff. And usually they'd be one of the grandparents or old aunts or something would give us a Russell Stover chocolate dip marshmallow bunny or something like that. It was always Russell Stover. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't have too much. I don't remember, you know, it's Easter ham. I guess as we got older, we, you know, had a good old honey baked ham, but you know, everybody who needs an excuse for a honey baked ham, you know?
Right.
So that's about it.
Did you have a favorite outfit growing up? Something that kind of stands out in your mind about, you know, like seersucker?
we did have little, I wouldn't call it my favorite, but now that you said seersucker, I do remember pictures of me and my brothers in matching seersucker outfits. And, you know, they came with a little hat. It was almost like a little, a driving cap. And, you know,
Oh, I think that's adorable.
Oh, wouldn't that be adorable? Maybe if I can find it, it can be your show art.
Yeah, we're not that big production. We don't do show art.
Okay, anyway. Never mind.
But we'll tweet it with the show. Yes, okay. That would be lovely. Right. So, you know, we joked at the opening about how long you've been doing this podcasting.
Yes. But
seriously, what in the world drives you? You've been doing, how many years is this now?
This is what, year 13?
That's a long time to do anything, let alone anything 5 days a week.
Well, you know, and the bigger question is, why in the hell is anyone listening to this? And I'd like to hear from both of you, because y'all, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And So
what just happened there, Mark, is he's turned the Barbara Walters question right around on us.
Right. Correct. So why don't you start, George?
So for me, your show, Big Fatty Online, was amongst the first I consumed in podcasting, and it was more than just content. It was more than just fun.
Well, good, because there isn't any content. But anyway, go ahead.
But it's also the connection to the people, like the uniqueness of this Pride 48 group, where you have connections with these people, whether it's just virtually through online Pride 48 events, or if you've been able to go to one of the events in Vegas or New Orleans, having the ability to eventually catch up and meet with those folks and meet and greets. I think it's a very it's not your typical entertainment podcast scenario. It's like a connection to people. It's an entree into sort of making friends and acquaintances, if you will. So
that and
all the fart jokes.
Right.
Well,
but they're not jokes. They're just, it's just a reporting. It's just a reporting of, it's the colon report, George. You know that there's a bumper for that. So
there is a bumper for that. Like everything in life, there's a bumper for that.
Right. All right, Martin.
I started listening to my first podcast that I started listening to regularly was Wanda Wisdom, who was a drag queen here in Minneapolis area, started doing a podcast, and then she started mentioning this person called Auntie Vera Charles. And then
gosh, it's Easter, Mark.
Easter.
Oh my God.
So I started listening to Auntie Vera, and there was the great battle of the Sea Hag that was happening back in the day. And so I said, well, what the heck? Let's kind of listen to this Big Fatty character. And it was like a train wreck. You just could not. It took me 2 weeks to kind of figure out what was going on. And you're right. I don't understand why we all listen to this, but we do. And you're part of my morning routine, Big Fatty.
Well, it's like, you know, it's cup of coffee, Big Fatty, big dump.
I want to say again, I'm on record on a number of shows a number of times, but
I know what you're going to say.
I know you do. When Wes first turned me on to Big Fatty Online, I started listening to it and then started listening to the other ones, including Vera. And it just hit me out of the blue. I'm like, oh my God, these are voice actors. This is the same person. Big Fatty is Vera Charles.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Okay.
So anyway, I'm sure if Vera ever hears this, that just probably make her skin crawl. But anyway, well, it was a compliment.
Not to Vera, it wasn't. But I thought you were going to say, I stopped listening to the Today Show because I was listening to you instead.
I did say that at one point, and that's true. I did stop listening to it. Now, it helps that the Today Show went to hell after, you know, about that same time.
When you stopped listening, yes.
Right. It's all because of me.
Right.
I did meet Matt Lauer once, by the way.
Well,
I was in New York and on one of those trips doing the touristy thing, and we were standing outside on the fence during one of his shows, and they had just finished a segment outside and we're getting ready to head back inside. And I thought, well, this is my one chance. So I just screamed, "Hey, Matt." And I was behind a speaker that was on a stand covered in plastic. And like, he like had to maneuver through some stuff and came over and shook my hands. Wow. Who knew he was a creep?
Oh, there you go. Of course, you're the one standing behind the speaker in
yeah. Right.
Hey, Matt.
Stop it. That ain't right. You ain't right.
Correct. Why am I doing this? Well, that was the original question, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, I started out, I was on the Little Fatty Cast with Larry Vader. And he just decided he didn't want to do it anymore. And I enjoyed it. You know, I was the talent. I didn't have to do the menial task. And so all I had to do was show up. And, well, I wanted to continue to show up. And so I started it myself. And I mean, it's kind of like the morning routine for you. Well, it's the afternoon routine for me to come and sit down and record. And I don't have anything in particular that is interesting, but there, I think it's probably something. I think, well, here's the secret to why I think that my show has lasted as long as it has. And that is every one of my shows is exactly 20 minutes. I think too often podcasters don't know when to shut up. And, you know, there's always the next episode. If you don't finish it today, well, okay, it's tomorrow. If I can remember.
I can agree more. Thank you for being with us today, Big Fatty.
All right. Yeah, we are coming up on 20 minutes here. Yeah. And but you know what I'm saying. It's just, and 20 minutes, everybody has 20 minutes. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people, it's their commute, or it's I listen while I'm getting ready to go to work, or I listen in the shower, or, you know, you can find 20 minutes. And, you know, it's familiarity also. It's just, okay, well, I know on Thursday I'm going to hear what he bought at the Von's East on Wednesday, you know. And on Monday's show, you're going to hear what I did over the weekend. And, you know, it's just, there's just lots of nice people out there, and they'll call in and send me things in the mail and just participate and all like this. And maybe it's the Mayberry of podcasting. I don't know. Everybody's just comfortable here.
That's a good way of putting it.
I also think, Big Fatty, you have, a skill and a gift. One of the things that, you know, I got interested in podcasting because it had a sense of community. And your show and the Pride 48 Network is our community. And mm-hmm. you are kind of you weave that fabric together.
Go ahead and say grandfather.
Yes, you can. You're the wise old fatty. And I really appreciate, because, you know, all of us have limited time, and I can't listen to absolutely every single podcast that's out there. I just do not have that time. But you are always kind of have your fingertips on the pulse of the community. And if news happens, or, you know, like when Midwest Matt lost his kitty cat Jasper last week, we heard about it. And, you know, and I think, you know, when Mags passed away, I was able to kind of give you some more information, because I lived mm-hmm. in the area where he unfortunately met his demise in an automobile accident. And so I was able to find the obituary and get that to you, because, I think I met Mags in Las Vegas.
You probably did. He came to two Pride 48s out there, I believe.
Right. And I met him at, I believe it was the first one. So it was, it is a sense of community. And I think that's important, that we have this community, this network, and this ability to bring people together from all over the world.
I agree with all of that. Your background, Big Fatty, I hope I can say this. You were a sports ball announcer, right?
It was public address. It wasn't on the radio, or although I did do some radio work.
Well, that was my question. Did you also do radio for a bit? And did that sort of get you sort of going into
the sports ball announcing was actually happening. I did it for 27 years, but one of the guys that worked at a radio station, you know, you sit around and you chat with them in the press room, you know, he's just, oh, I'm going to the press room, excuse me. And you get to know them and everything. And I kept telling this guy, all right, when you gonna hire me, do a part-time, when you gonna hire me to do a weekend show, blah, 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 blah. And finally, I think he just got tired of it and said, okay, we need someone to run the board on the weekends. And so I started running the radio board. It was talk radio. And I didn't say anything or anything. It got me in there, and there was nobody else there. So I could snoop around and I could find all kinds of fun music and things like that. Then, you know, being in the right place at the right time, I finally, you know, went up to the guy and I said, okay, we're Charleston's news leader, but on the weekends we don't have any news. And I said, why don't you let me do a 30-minute news program on Saturday and Sunday at noon? And he goes, and so I came up with my little time clock as to what would happen when and all this kind of stuff. And he says, all right, do it. And so I did it. The guy that used to do the news on the afternoon drive, the 5 o'clock news, you know, the big news, he went on vacation. So they said, can you come in and do the 5 o'clock news, for a couple of weeks? I said, yeah, sure. And then I would go in before going to work in the mornings, and I would fill in for who is now one of the main anchors here on the TV machine here in Charleston. I would fill in for her when she wasn't there. So you know, it's just kind of fun. You know, it was just fun, funsy onesie.
And a star was born.
And a star was born.
Big Fatty, we appreciate you being here today, and in honor of your 20-minute show, we're going to try and cut this to 20 minutes.
You've already gone over 20 minutes. Let me just say one last thing. Anyone who does not listen to my show, who may decide that they, well, I'll give it a try, you can't just listen to just one episode, because you will go, what in the hell is this? Okay, I say that. And you have to at least give it a week. And if not two. So anyway, and that's all I'll say.
And if you're a sucker for punishment, give it two. And then you'll be hooked. So Big Fatty, thank you so much for joining us.
See, he's trying to shut me up, and I was going to ask what is their favorite Easter candy, but I'm not going to do that now.
I want to answer that question.
Okay, answer it.
All right.
Since we've blown past the 20-minute mark. So I actually like Peeps.
Ah, God.
And I don't remember that until last year. Like, I don't remember eating Peeps that particularly much. I mean, like, I would buy them and put them in the microwave just to watch them blow up and blob. And as an adult, that I'm embarrassed to admit. But I just noticed all these flavors, and this tropical fruit, I think it was something tropical, and it's red, and when you taste it, it tastes like tropical fruit. And then, of course, the cheap-ass marshmallow. I kind of like that. But my real favorite is the chocolate-covered peanut butter, the egg. That's
The Reese's.
Reese's, yeah. That's actually my favorite.
I have three words. Almond Joy's got nuts.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
And yours, Big Fatty?
I don't think there's an Easter candy I've ever met that I didn't like. Peeps is not high on that list, but I really like the little robin eggs that are like the malted milk balls, you know, in a hard shell. It's kind of a combination of a malted milk ball and an M&M.
Yeah, the texture of that gives me issues, though, because it's kind of chalky, as I recall.
Oh, well, you know, I put lots of different things in my mouth.
I just opened that right up for him. There you go.
There you have it. So, anyway, thank you for, but I do love a Reese's egg also.
Oh, I do. I may have to weather the storm we're having right now and go risk getting COVID just to get one.
No, wait till Monday. It's half price then.
Oh, darn it. Brilliant.
So, hey, I'm here to serve.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the North and South of Things. And take care of yourself so you can take care of others. And we'll see you soon.
To learn more about Big Fatty, visit BigFattyOnline.com.
Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.